The House of Representatives has approved a $163 billion spending bill to fund several federal agencies through September 30th. The Senate currently is considering the measure, and the White House says the president will sign it before short-term funding runs out at midnight. Both sides are claiming victory in a budget dispute that began with the new Republican majority predicting large-scale cuts and ended with a far more modest compromise. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Today's action is the final act, to some an anticlimax, to one of the biggest budget confrontations in recent memory, a clash that saw two partial government shutdowns, the threat of a federal default, and more than a dozen short-term spending bills to tide agencies over while the battle dragged on. The final product is a far cry from the historic changes promised by Republicans when they swept to power 2 years ago. They promised to strike at the heart of the deficit, the ever-increasing entitlement programs, and said nothing would stand in their way. California Republican David Dreyer aptly summed up what happened.
The unstoppable force met the immovable object.
The object was a suddenly unbending President Bill Clinton and congressional Democrats who found their voice rallying for social, environmental, and educational programs. The entitlement programs remain because of presidential vetoes of Republican reform efforts. Republicans did make real and significant reductions in discretionary spending, a much smaller portion of the budget. That's where Republicans focus their attention today. The bill saves $23 billion over last year's levels, and the GOP found a remarkable number of different ways to express that today, beginning with House Budget Chairman John Kasich.
We have saved more money in the first 17 months, standing on principle and fighting for our goals, more than any Congress since World War II, and that is just terrific.
House Speaker Newt Gingrich added in the rescissions from last year's budget, passed earlier on, and came up with more savings.
Here we are finishing up the fiscal 96 budget. The total savings are $43 billion, nearly $700 for every working family in America.
In a more reflective moment, Gingrich offered a more modest assessment.
This is a great achievement. It's not everything we'd like. It's not all the things that we think we need. But given that we were negotiating with a very liberal administration, I think it is a remarkable step in the right direction.
While the Republicans won on budget savings, the administration protected its key programs. Money for cops on the street and other anti-crime initiatives, money for the AmeriCorps National Service Program, environmental protection funding, more money for Head Start and other education programs. In all, nearly $5 billion was added back at the Democrats' request. And on the policy riders that proved to be the final stumbling blocks, the president won. Mandatory discharge of HIV-positive military personnel was dropped. Restrictions on wetlands protection dropped. A cap on student loans dropped. More logging in the Pacific Northwest dropped. Logging provisions in Alaska's Tongass National Forest and Mojave Desert restrictions can both be waived by the president. California Representative Vic Fazio, chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, said considering the position the Republicans started from, Democrats got far more than many of them ever thought they could in their first Congress as the minority party in 40 years.
Well, I think it is a complete rout of the Republican revolutionaries. This is a deal that could have been cut a long time ago if Bob Livingston had been allowed to operate like most appropriations chairmen have, but in his requirement of adhering to his rather radical leadership, we've been forced into 14 CRs and the shutdown of government on two occasions. It's been a debacle.
President Clinton praised the compromise, borrowing a line from John F. Kennedy, "Let us never fear to negotiate."
The most important thing to happen today is simply this. We have shown that we can work together and that when we do, we can get results that are good for the American people today and for our future. But when the leadership of Congress insists on going it alone, one party alone, we get gridlock, stalemate, vetoes, government shutdowns.
The president called on Congress to keep the momentum going and resume work on a larger 7-year balanced budget deal. But if there's any bipartisan spirit left on Capitol Hill, it's rapidly fading as the election approaches. Republicans say before they'll talk with the president again, he must agree to what they call a yardstick of honesty to measure their notion of a true balanced budget. They promise to produce that yardstick next week. I'm Peter Kenyon at the Capitol.